department's got it made. We get a brand new ribbon each week. I love the Bang Bang Shoot 'em Up Day. In the good old USA, yeah, we like guns. They're sure fun. Now don't you try to take them away. See, it's just like an old Wild West. A bunch of kids in a bulletproof vest.
is being moved out toward an armored car. Being let out by Captain Fritz. There is the prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense? There is a shot. Oswald has been shot.
mighty blistering version of Peter Gunn, of course. And that was Roy Buchanan. And that was dedicated, I believe, by Scott. And I hope he is still standing, the last guy standing. So there we go with that. Before that, we heard some people never die. That was for Mark. Hawkwind tune, which featured clips of Kennedy assassinations. Yeah, both of them. And then we heard Double Shot from Paul Knott in the CBD store today. And that was David Bromberg, Hold Up. And we heard Cheryl Wheeler, If It Were Up to Me. And then we heard the Hillbilly Varmints channeling Country Joe and the Fish, doing another Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up Day in the good old USA. You're listening to Zombo here. And, of course, we are digging this fabulous gun-crazy nonsense. Oh, look at that. The Hillbilly Varmints actually came up on Spotify. Of course, you know, John Wesley Harding didn't come up on Spotify, but the Hillbilly Varmints did. That's crazy. How are you guys doing? Good, man. And it did give me the Cheryl Wheeler tune, If It Were Up to Me. And we are good. We are good. So I got to tell you, next week, I'm going to continue Guns and Insanity just due to the fact that, and I may include some people that were shot at, assassinated, or at least got wounded, okay, as some of the subjects, if I need anything. You know, we're talking like, you know, Andy Warhol, presidents and rock stars and things of that nature, folks that were shot at. So I think there's a Valerie Solanas tune that I think that Lou Reed did. So that could happen, too. That was the gal that shot Andy Warhol. All right. So, you know, speaking of killing, you know, I got to congratulate the human race. We kill really good. I have seen hardly any lantern flies this season. I've seen like maybe six. Around this time, they were every. See, it just goes to show when human beings put their mind to something, we can eradicate anything, you know? Lantern flies, dodo birds, buffalo, indigenous cultures. We're really good at that. We seem to have a real knack for extinction. I think we have an appetite for destruction. That sounds familiar. So how your rat's doing? Good? Let me tell you, I should tell you something. Let me tell you about some of the shows here. Let me tell you, how about the show Too Evil to Have a Human Name? Horrible music for horrible people. That's right. On this station here. And that is 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evening. So there you go. With Natasha Santana. Yeah, I think you say his name backwards and three times and Beetlejuice appears out of the Book of Dead. I don't know. And let's see. The Paris Review. What's better than a friend to lean on? That's right. A song to cry on. Oof. P.U. Man, I thought my promo was bad. Tune in to the Paris Review, Mondays, 4 to 5 p.m., for Dream Pop and the Woiks. So there you be with that. And let's see here. All right. You know, families across the country are getting into trouble with their mortgages. The best thing to do is use a rectal thermometer. How do these two get mixed up? Killed them? It darn wrecked them. It's important that you know that you call your certified housing counselor for help. Especially if you need some lube. This service is completely free to your family. So remember, if you're having trouble with your mortgage, you are getting it in the butt. Let's see. Finish your diploma. No, you don't. I didn't finish my diploma. And look what look where I'm at today. Top of the world, Ma. Top of the world. Your diploma. You end up with huge student debt that you have to pay the rest of your life off and a dumb job. A dumb job that you never make ends meet. Be your own person. Be your own man. That's right. Be an army of one. That's right. You heard it right here, friends. If you're still alive and can make a career change, today's the day to do it. This is your Friday. This is your thing to go up to your boss and say, listen, Zombo told me. And then the next thing you know, I'm driving past you on the freeway and you've got a cardboard sign with the bum font saying, I listen to Zombo. Anything helps. Please. God bless you. Yeah. We got Guns and Crazy. So here's what's happening. Next week is going to continue with Guns and Crazy and then Guns and Insanity. And then I'm going to be on vacation for 3 weeks. Actually, I got this. I'm doing Steel City Con. I'll be interviewing Weird Al Yankovic, Priscilla Presley, Martin Sheen, Helen Hunt, cast of Cobra Kai, Thomas Lennon from Reno 911. So I'll be doing that. That's the, I think, 6, 8, 7 or whatever of August. at the Monroeville. I'll be in a tent at the Monroeville Convention Center. They'll have me in a tent doing the Q&As. So that come by and say, hey, yeah, so it's going to be weird interviewing Weird Al, because Weird Al has a new song out now called Polka Mania. And no, I'm not going to assume or anything. But I got to tell you, City Paper is relevant this next little section. The thing you just drive by, walk by and go, oh, man, they're still making City Paper. It's getting thinner and thinner, and there's absolutely no useful information in it. You know, they used to have music listings. You know, if they put music listings back in the City Paper, people would be picking those things up. Because people right now just like walk by, social injustice, that kind of thing. And it is, but now they're doing the best of. So the one time a year the City Paper is relevant. And believe it or not, the Polkananiacs, they spelled the name wrong. So this is hilarious. If you could vote for the Polkananiacs under the best international and world band, you can vote every day. You can vote once a day because it's like stuff in the ballot box. So you can vote every day. That would be awesome. Because I would love to get the award for the band that they printed the name wrong. I'd love to get the plaque that says Best International Band 2024, the Polkananiacs. And then they're going to get a little Sharpie and put an M there. So, yeah, if you guys could do that, that'd be hilarious. All right. Guns. Crazy guns. All right. Now, first off, this is Psycho. It's a song written by the Sonics, and they make a big deal about Bob Hocko and the Swamp Rats. If you ever hear of Bob Hocko and the Swamp Rats, yeah, it's a good garage band, but couldn't these dudes write anything? Their whole album is like Psycho, Louie, you know. It's, and when you're a musician, how hard is it to write something like this? It's not hard. It's not hard. It's rock and roll. It's three chords and screaming, for crying out loud. Why these guys are like heralded as some big, awesome Pittsburgh band, it's beyond me. They were a cover band that screamed a lot. Mark Hocko, Rob Hocko, Bob Hocko, Hocko Bocko. That's right. It's a debacle with Hocko Bocko and the Swamp Rat Psycho.
Thank you. No more. Gonna get me a gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. Like the sun, you see the best of me when I have got my gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. I'm gonna get me a gun.
Me, but Hairy Cherry, very scary. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Jack and Jill went on the zipper. Jack got sick, but Jill felt chipper. I've told you a million times you can't sing lead.
Watch me, paratrooper, super duper, the clunkin' clunkin' will leave you sunken. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Sexualis, I'm in love with a horse that comes from Dallas. Poor neurotica me. When my family found out, they raised the roof, 'cause I bought a ring to fit her hoof. Poor brain, the size of a pea. She looks so nice against the rail, with her pretty long legs and her ponytail. I guess against convention I'll never win. I'll probably end up in the loony bin, but in my heart I'll always be free. The head shrinker said my societal concept had been warped by an Oedipus Rex, which caused me to hate the opposite sex. But what he doesn't know is that my second wife was a 10-pound goose named Tex. I'm paranoid and sublimated, in love with a horse that ain't been spaded. Traumatic scene, please let me be. I've been hypnotized, tranquilized, analyzed, rationalized, taking every pill from Seconal to Dexamil. Sitting with my wife, necking in the dark, and knowing her ex-lovers are running at Hollywood Park. Can be a bug, I will admit, but it's all made up when I see her running around the house in a negligee, brace and bit. Like most young couples, we had our fights, deciding what's fair about her rights. We finally got adjusted and I was boss, when I woke one morning and on a lawn I found a fiery cross. The Ku Klux Klan said we had to get out that day. Move everything, lock, stock, horse and carriage. The Klan wouldn't stand for no mixed marriage, so I'm feeling blue. Ain't got a penny in my pocket. We're gonna volunteer for a satellite rocket, so me and her can sit and spoon and visit my first wife who jumped over the moon. Poetry and all that jazz.
Jai.
yeah, you can tell that. You can tell that band is a mile away. That's right. The Electric Light Orchestra. That was Crazy by R.E.M. And, wow, nice tune. Before that, we heard The Guns of Navarone by Specials. And we heard a triple Crazy play because the stuff was short. By request, Anita Ellis, The Crazy Daisy. We heard Crazy Daisy by Chris Ligon. And Psychopathia Sexualis by Lenny Bruce. In front of that was Cat Stevens, I'm Gonna Get Me a Gun. And the set started off with Bob Hajo and the Swamp Rats, their version of Psycho. And there you be with that. All guns and crazy today, man. Guns and sanity. And remember, when you go to jail for a gun crime, or go to jail for a gun crime. That's right. You receive the prison sentence. That's right. But your family suffers right with you. And they, if you're really bad, they'll use your middle name, like when you were scolded as a kid. Mark David Chapman, get over here right now. Get over here, Mark David Chapman. That's like a scolding. They're scolding. Ooh, I hate that middle name. Oh, yeah? You shot those people just for that? We're giving you a middle name. You leave them to fend for themselves. Your brother or sister is left without a best friend. I don't know if that's your best friend or not. A lot of times your brother and sister is not your best friend. But if it is, that's good on you. Your sons and daughters are left without a parent. Now, if you got kids and you're wielding a gun, well, smooth move, X-Lax. Your mother and father worry about you every night. Oh, they worry so. That's right. That's right. Because you commit a gun crime, you went to jail. Unless you're rich and white. There you go. When you commit a gun crime, you're not the only one that pays the price. How about the person you shot? They're paying a pretty hefty price, too. All right? Your family suffers the sentence, too. And then everybody, if it's real bad, your whole family gets the middle name. That's right. Gun crimes hit home if you aim. Public service announcement brought to you by the Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ed Council. Obviously, the NRA ain't part of this bad boy. They don't care about the gun crimes. They don't care. Who cares? They've been awfully quiet lately. NRA's been awfully quiet since that Wayne LaPierre guy. That guy looked like an alien. I don't know if you ever saw that. There's some people in this world that look like they are not of this earth. Like that Wayne LaPierre guy. Oh, definitely. Definitely looks like an extraterrestrial. That dude is definitely extraterrestrial. Definitely. Anthony Zerbe, the actor. Anthony Zerbe. Ah, that guy was an alien. Alien Zerbe. That was probably his real name. Anthony Zerbe. He was in Rich Man, Poor Man. He played Falconetti. And I thought it was, like, he's a Falcon. It's Falconetti. But his name was an Italian name, Falconetti. It was one word. But if you look at Anthony Zerbe, man, Anthony Zerbe looked just like an alien. Same with Wayne LaPierre or LaPierre or LaPierre. They walk among us. Yeah, they do. They do. And you can just tell. You can just tell. Mm-hmm. I can tell. You know, there's the alien. Because you get that ooky feeling. Like, oh, yeah. The big eyes, the gray skin, the whole nine yards. All right, we got, oh my gosh, only about 20 minutes left. Listen to Zombo in Your Brain. And it is all gun crazy today. Songs about loaded firearms and insanity. And it is going to continue into next week. And also, I will be on vacation the next 2 weeks. So I will be on next week. And then you can congratulate me the next 2 weeks. I should actually have Mockster just do automation, not even put old shows up. But I will put old shows up. Put old shows up the next 2 weeks. And they're real old. They're like 15 years old. But they are just as pungent as today. They held up their smell quite well. All right, let's just get back into the guns and insanity. Loaded Gun, Reverend Horton Heat.
My right hand.
with Helen.
Ever since I was a girl of three, Billy's been making eyes at me. Now that I've gotten just a little bit older, Billy's getting just a little bit bolder. So I got a little gun, and I chased him up a tree.
Lady, oh, lady, oh, lady.
That was one amazing band. The Blacks, from their album Dolly Horror Show, which came out, wow, 1998. They were just a fantastic, they were on Bloodshot. They were one of these fantastic, like, alt-country bands, but they had like, this real dark, gothic edge to them. I always liked the Blacks. Before that, a good song is a good song is a good song, right? Yeah, we heard Little Gun, Little Me by Diana Darren. And before that, oh man, I love Seal. This tune, Crazy by Seal. A good song's a good song, man. That's Crazy by Seal. And we started that set off with a fantastic tune. Just saw him live not that long ago. The Reverend Horton Heat with Loaded Gun. So today, guns and insanity. Next week, more guns, more insanity. Right? So I will be on next week with more guns and insanity. And then I will be off for 2 weeks. Here's some real insanity to wind down. Crazy Clown Time, David Lynch. I Remain in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh Zombo. Right there. And I Remain in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, place of worship, or other chosen groups. Communities can provide support when you need it, including helping your kids avoid underage drinking and other